There is a new tool on the block. More after the intro. Step by step, ooh baby. Welcome to the 25th episode in Season 3 of Microsoft Roadmap Roundup. Today, we are starting with a new item planned for a release in July. Outlook friendlier linked names will now work for files added to messages through the attach icon. Soon, links to files attached to a message from cloud locations connected to Outlook on the web will be displayed as a link in the body of a message instead of cloud attachments. Outlook will automatically add the file type icon, for example Word, PowerPoint or Excel, and shortens the URL to the name of the inserted file. For many already known, but now even better. Also new this week, a new tool, Viva Sales. Shortly after our new tool Viva Goals, we again see something new from the Viva family. Viva Sales is a seller experience application that lets sellers use Office 365 and Teams to automatically capture data into any CRM system, eliminating manual data entry and giving more time to focus on selling. This is coming in Q4 2022, and about pricing, I haven't found anything so far. But my guess, either $4 per user per month, like Viva Learning, Topics or Insights, or hopefully part of the Viva suite for $9 per user per month. If you're up for an enterprise agreement renewal, this might also be a good time to talk pricing. Just saying. We will for sure cover this again down the line. Oh, and by the way, there is no roadmap item on Microsoft's roadmap. Next, currently rolling out and available in June, Microsoft Teams pairing the channel and corresponding SharePoint folder name. This is a big one as well. Not a new tool, but maybe more important for some of them. When renaming a Teams channel, the corresponding SharePoint folder will be renamed and reflect the new name. This will help create consistency across Microsoft 365 endpoints, making it easier to find our files from anywhere. This new feature will be available for all standard and private channels. For standard channels, the corresponding folder in SharePoint will be renamed. For private channels, the corresponding site name and the folder in SharePoint will be renamed. For legacy Teams channels that were renamed prior to this rollout, there will be no change in experience. When a legacy channel is renamed after this release, it will simultaneously rename the corresponding SharePoint folder. Finally, some good news. Also, currently rolling out Microsoft Teams frictionless app reinstall for users. In June, users will be able to find the apps that they use regularly more prominently via app flyouts and can just add mention their favorite bots to start using it seamlessly in a new chat or team. Users will not need to repeat the installation of apps. That is one time saver for sure. The one time installation will make the app ready for use anywhere inside Teams. This is also great for adoption, as it was not always that clear so far. Added to the roadmap this week with also a planned release in June, Microsoft Teams start a Teams chat with distribution groups, mail-enabled security groups and O365 groups. Soon, we will be able to start a Teams chat with distribution groups, mail-enabled security groups and O365 groups. This feature will respect the limits on members in a group chat, currently set to 250 members. By the way, I didn't know that O365 groups are a thing again. I thought they are called Microsoft 365 groups? Well, I guess roadmap, right? Finishing this week with also release in June, SharePoint inline playback of videos in Hero Web Part. Soon, our users can click to play a video in the Hero Web Part section of a SharePoint site. That video will then play inline. This feature allows users to watch a video without being taken off the SharePoint page and allows users to browse or scroll through the other contents on the page while the video plays. This is nice for sure and makes the site less static and more engaging. I like that a lot. I know we are way over time, but this week was interesting, so here is another noteworthy mention. In September, tenant admins can set Adobe Acrobat as the default app in the Teams Admin Center to view and edit PDF files in Microsoft Teams. Interesting for sure. And this is it. Thank you for tuning in. I keep it short. Until next Sunday, don't be afraid.